Well, Apple has dominated the computer tablet market, especially with the release of the slimmer and jazzier iPad 2. But now it's facing some competition. Two new tablets were released this week, including the much-anticipated BlackBerry Playbook. Our Tech and Trends columnist DJ Kelly joins us now with the latest. Hi, DJ.
How are you?
Apparently, we didn't have enough choices already, so we've got some new tablets, and the BlackBerry being the one everybody's talking about. What do you think?
Yeah, two new tablets are hitting the market this week. The first one is that the hotly anticipated BlackBerry Playbook. It's now available in Canada and the U.S., and it sells for $500, $800, depending on the storage size that you're looking for. It was primarily hotly anticipated because BlackBerry is Apple's biggest competitor when it comes to the mobile market. So geeks were waiting to see what their answer to the iPad would actually be. The thinking being that if anyone would have a chance to slow the growth of the iPad, it would be BlackBerry.
Well, and you know, the reviews come as quickly as the gadgets are out, don't they? I've heard that the BlackBerry Playbook has been called a little bit lacking.
Yeah, the reviews were actually out before the,
yeah, you're right,
the device was. Yeah, the reviews haven't been quite so hot. But that being said, I mean, it does serve a bit of a niche. The screen at 7 inches diagonal is pretty small, while the price is pretty big compared to the power of the machine.
It's smaller than the iPad?
Yeah, it's smaller than the iPad. The iPad itself is about 10 inches in diagonal, so it is considerably smaller. In this case, then, it's not so much a tablet as kind of a cross between a tablet and a smartphone. That may work to its advantage, however, but I'm not overly convinced that it will. Its coolest feature has to be making the border around the screen touch sensitive, so you actually extend the functionality of the touch screen. So it may only be 7 inches of display space.
Oh, but you can make it bigger.
Yeah, it's much bigger in terms of its functionality. It still has a relative lack of apps, however, and this has been one of the criticisms against BlackBerries over an iPhone for a while. But hopefully this will change soon now that this device is available. The user interface is very similar to the newest BlackBerries, but if you want your BBMs, for those with a BlackBerry who know that what that is, or your email on the device, you have to tether it to your already existing BlackBerry, which is, in my opinion, just plain weird.
So who is going to like the BlackBerry Playbook?
So if you really like your BlackBerry already, but you just wish it was a little bit bigger and it didn't have a phone, this is the device for you, I suppose. But if you already own a BlackBerry, this is a device that could really work for you.
Okay, well, there are going to be a lot of ongoing conversations about the BlackBerry in the next while. There's no doubt about this new form. Now, the G Slate from T-Mobile in the U.S. This is something we can all buy. What is it?
Yeah, it's another new entrance into the market because there are a lot of tablet devices out there. It's not just the BlackBerry and the iPad. There's a lot of other ones that are running the Android operating system. This is the newest entrance. And the device, which retails for about $529, is another device that works on that Android operating system, which is the most popular system for any tablet. So it definitely has that going for it. And more importantly, yes, it plays Flash, which is sort of video animation and whatnot that the Apple is most this is one of the biggest knocks against Apple devices is that they don't play Flash. This will actually allow them to do it, and Apple will never ever offer Flash. So that's a really big plus for the G Slate. While it's similar to many of the devices out there, the device itself really outperforms its competitors in many ways. It's really quite powerful, and for the price, it's a pretty good buy.
Interesting. So we've got these choices. Who would be a customer for this particular one? They'd say, I'm going to buy that. I'm not going to buy the Apple iPhone. I'm not going to buy the BlackBerry Playbook.
Yeah, I think that we've had this conversation a little bit before when we talk about smartphones in terms of buying an Android versus getting a BlackBerry or getting an Apple. Apple devices perform really, really well, but they are very expensive. And a device like the G Slate would be a little bit less expensive than an iPad, and it would probably perform equally well. The Android operating system is a really good system that's constantly being updated, and the rumors are that a new version of the Android operating system are going to be coming out really soon. It's really easy to use, simple. If you've never used one before, it's just as intuitive as an Apple device.
That sounds like a good endorsement. So tell me about tablets overall. Is this market really such a big deal? It seems like a short time ago there wasn't anything called a tablet.
Yeah, I 2 years ago or a year ago, I guess it was, when the first when the iPad first came out, I remember talking here at the time about how the iPad could be a game-changing device, but it was really best to play a wait-and-see game with how it might take off. Well, it has.
It definitely has.
The number of apps that have been developed for these devices has already ballooned like you can't imagine over the last year. And the tablet device is proving it is a niche market that has a role to be played. People like the small computer-like device without all its buttons and flip screens like you might have with a laptop or a netbook. All those bells and whistles that we used to think that people wanted in a computer. We're finding out that we did. We actually just wanted functionality. There's now dozens of devices available, and it has turned into a full-blown industry. We hear a lot about them right now because they're new, but we also hear a lot about them because they're a device that is very versatile and yet very portable. Tablets have been around for several years, long before we actually started talking about them here, but they have come a very long way in becoming much more practical in a very short period of time. And yes, the iPad has a majority of market share. It was the device that defined the market about a year ago, year and a half ago. But it's really amazing to see so many of those Android-powered tablets capturing so much attention from potential buyers. The key to the success of these tablets, just as it is with Apple, BlackBerry, and Android smartphones, is the amazing number of apps being created by third-party developers who come up with millions of ideas for how we could use these powerful little devices. The key difference between 2011 and any year previous is that the device producers are leveraging those ideas of those millions of people and allowing every person to customize the device to be exactly what the owner wants the device to be, which means that you can create each one of these devices in an infinite number of combinations.
Yeah. So DJ, quickly, what do you think is next as we talk tablets?
Yeah, next would definitely be the restaurant industry. Who knew? I mean,
really?
The devices right now are highly personalized in their uses, but companies are starting to take a look at how they can use them in practical ways. So one of those industries would be restaurants. I mean, who really knew? Half of the listeners out there right now are probably saying, "Wow, what an amazing idea!" And the others are probably saying, "No, I don't
so,
get it."
So what do you get? Is it your menu on your app?
Yeah, a few restaurant chains in the States have actually started testing tablets to replace menus, and so this allows for a much more robust and interactive menu, complete with photos of the food or even videos of the dishes.
Well, all right. Well, we thank you for keeping us abreast of all this. It's hard to keep up. It could be a full-time job just looking for apps, I figure.
Well, you have to take a look. Keep your eyes peeled. There's all kinds of great things out there.
Thank you, DJ. DJ's a local blogger, texter, and twitterer, our tech and trends columnist at Alberta at Noon. He'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. Certainly check out his website, djkelly.ca, and